Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, or however you choose to identify, welcome to View from the Top Rope, where we discuss anything and everything about this wild and wacky world we live in. I am Chad, coming to you from Zeus's treehouse, and I am joined once again. He is back, people. It's very exciting. The newly crowned father, it is himself, the big baby daddy Diesel.
I am in fact back. I'm sitting in my shack chair for the first time in 2 weeks, and goddamn, this thing is worth every penny. It's like, I forgot how comfortable it was. Like, it's like sitting in it brand new again. And my shack chair is sitting down in Diesel's dapper dungeon of delight. My brain is just, foggy. But I got it right. So, I'm back.
He's back, folks, in whatever state that we could grab him in. But, yes. Idaho. We're not going to fuck around. We're just going to jump right into that first segment because he hasn't been here for 2 weeks. So let's just jump into it with the Top Rope Rewind. So, Diesel, what have you for us?
I mean, it's been 2 weeks since I've been on the show. It's a lot of stuff has happened since then, and a lot of stuff I can't remember has happened probably because we were talking before we started recording. Like, it feels like these last 14 days have been like 80 days and only 3 days all at once. Time is so weird. It's different than anything I've experienced. But so 2 weeks ago, we had just a regular Emily's ultrasound appointment, and we went in, and Emily's been in pain like for a few days before we went into the hospital. We were in the ER a couple of nights before, like, she gave birth and stuff like that. And, like, even, like, the last time I recorded the podcast, she was fine. But, like, right after that, like, her back went out, and it hasn't been easy for either of us. But so we went in. She was in a lot of pain that day, and they did the ultrasound. And he had to pass these tests. Like, he had to, like, do a couple, like, hand, like, squeezes, practice breathing, a whole bunch of different things. And she was in so much pain that they couldn't really get her in a good enough position to, like, capture everything they needed to capture. So the doctor came in and says, yeah, we know you're like 2 days out from being induced, but we're just going to take you to labor and delivery right now. And we're going to do this thing today. And it's like, even though we planned for that, like, we packed everything. The car was packed, ready to go, because I knew we weren't coming home. I just knew it. So even though we planned for it, when the doctor said that, it was like a holy shit moment. Like, oh damn, I thought I was ready, not ready.
Oh damn.
So we went to labor and delivery. We sat for about 12 hours. I think she was in labor. They induced her and all this stuff. The labor and delivery room was really nice. It was huge. They had like a pull-out couch, a couple chairs. Like, it was ginormous. And my sister came down to help out, which was awesome because so she does for a living. So we didn't tell them that because then they probably would have like been like, you can't be here. But apparently, I don't know if you knew this, but doulas don't need any like certifications, don't need anything. You can say you're a doula and they have to let you in the delivery room. It doesn't matter who you are, what you do, like, because basically they're just a support person. But they don't have to have any knowledge of giving birth or delivery or anything like that. So, like, that's what we said. She said she was a doula. After the baby was born, obviously, she like fessed up and said, yeah, this is what I do for a living. Like,
obviously.
Can't get in trouble now. But so we were in labor for about 12 hours. Trying to get some sleep during the night. Like, first I couldn't sleep, and so then I finally, like, fell asleep for, like, 15 minutes. Because the doctor said, like, he wouldn't be born until, like, 4 or 5 in the morning. And it was, like, 12:30, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning. And they come in there, and they're like, oh, shit, she's dilated. She's fully dilated. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I didn't even get any sleep. So it's like, okay, I guess this is game time. So we did that. The delivery process was something that I thought was going to be, like I always thought in my mind before this happened, it was going to be disgusting and, like, I don't know. But it was way different of an experience than I ever imagined it would be. It was actually really cool. Like, I was sitting there. I'm glad we were wearing masks, because I was sitting there and my jaw was dropped. Like, I couldn't believe, like, I was in awe of what was happening. I mean, I might have been a little tired, but, like, I just couldn't believe, like, what I was seeing. And, like, then I got to see my son be born, which was, like, something, I don't know, something really cool. Like, just, it's unexplainable. And, like, I'm excited for you to experience something like that, because you don't know what to expect until you're in that moment, you know. And thank God the whole delivery process went really well. Like, no complications. And, like, he was born fine. His name is Benji. He was born at, like, 2:30 in the morning, so really early in the morning. So after he was born, we got moved to the recovery room, which that room sucked balls. Like, it was so tiny. I wish we could have just stayed in the labor and delivery room, because it was so tiny. They had a recliner that barely fit in the room, so you couldn't even recline all the way. And they had a rocking chair and a bed, and that was it. It's like, I was told there was going to be a pull-out couch, all this, like, fancy stuff. No. But so we get there, and Emily obviously had an epidural, because why not? Like, I would, if I was giving birth, give me that shit, you know? Like, I don't want to feel. But it made her back feel better because, like, she went numb from the waist down. So, like, she was good. Well, when the epidural wore off, she was worse than ever with her back. And the hospital stay did not help, because she has a problem with, like, sitting and laying on, like, soft surfaces. Like, it activates, like, whatever is wrong with her back. And so, like, she has to have something more firm. So, like, the bed did not work for her. So she was, like, slunched over in the recliner, and that's how she was sleeping, which I think was making her back worse. And she's having problems walking, and, like, it was definitely not fun. We got out of there Saturday, and she, like, they basically said, if you want to leave, you're going to have to, like, walk to the bathroom on your own. And they gave her, like, a old person walker, and she did it, but it wasn't easy. And then we got home. It was like, she pushed herself too much. She just wanted to get out of there. But I agree, because, like, she's been doing better since we got home. Like, we have more places that suit her, like, firmness here. So, like, it hasn't been easy with a newborn, and then Emily not as mobile as, like, we had planned when this all went down. But it's been a lot. It's been a lot. I don't even know what to say. Besides that, it's been a lot of doctor's appointments. We had to take Emily into the ER the day after we came back. So worried about blood clots. That was a good thing, because then we saw, like, the OBs at the hospital did not want to do shit for her. Like, they didn't want to give her any pain medicine. They didn't, like, a lot of stuff. Like, she was in pain, and they all had, every time there was a shift change, it started all over again. They did the same stuff and, like, came to the same conclusion. So when we went to the ER for something totally different, the doctor goes, they don't know what they're talking about. We deal with back problems here way more than they do. This is what we're going to do for you. And that seemed like it helped a little bit. So we did that. Benji had a doctor's appointment. I'm taking Emily to physical therapy a few times. I ended up in the ER on Sunday night because I was having chest pains, but it turned out just muscular. So that's great. It was not my heart. But like, you never know, like I didn't want to risk it, you know, like it was like pains that I've never felt before. And like, this would be the worst time to have a heart attack, you know? So it's like, I went in, got myself checked out, got hooked up to an EKG and everything. They said my heart looked perfect. They weren't worried about it at all. And just muscular. And it probably has to do with like the way I've been getting out of the chair when I'm like holding Benji, you know, like just like straining myself differently. Like usually I use my arms to press myself up, but yeah, it's a lot of stuff. Haven't been able to watch too much TV. Like,
shocker.
Like, I mean, we have watched some here or there, like some episodes of Psych. I've been like during the nights, I've been watching old WWF again. Made it through about a month's worth in the last couple nights. I'm in the middle of Backlash 2000. So hey, Rock versus Triple H with Stone Cold in his corner. We started Squid Game last night because like he was being quiet for a little while and watched the first three episodes of that. I've been trying to get in like AEW. I've watched both Dynamites in the past 2 weeks, but like not when I would usually watch them, like only when I can like find the time, you know, and it's just been an adjustment. I start back up my day job next Monday, which will be nice. I'll actually be able to have more of a schedule for like watching stuff, you know, like
get back to work so I can watch my TV shows.
Right. But I mean, I'm still at home. So like, I'm sure like I won't be working 100% of the time like I'm supposed to be, but whatever. They know, they probably know already. Yep. I'm taking a longer hiatus for my pizza job because I just can't like leave Emily home for hours at a time at night by herself. And just, yeah, it wouldn't be good. So right now the plan is to take through the end of the year and see where we're at. But family has been huge. Like my mom and sister have stayed over a few nights. Emily's mom and dad have stayed over a couple nights. Like people have been great. Like without family, I don't even know how we would even be surviving right now. So, I mean, like, it's always good to have good family and like very appreciative. And I know that you both have good family and like you're going to need to lean on them. I'm telling you that now. Like it's not easy.
All right, but Vin Diesel.
What's that?
I said, all right, Vin Diesel.
All right, well, just saying. I mean, I'm hoping that when Allison does have her baby, your baby, you're not in the same like boat as we are. Like I hope that everything goes well and she heals up real quickly. And like, I mean, I really, really hope that for you guys. Cause like, this is rough. So like, yeah, I'm trying to pass all the good energy that I can your guys' way, because like, I don't want to see anybody else have to go through this. And like, so, I mean, that's pretty much my rewind. I'm sure there's other stuff. But I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure it'll pop up as we talk about the show. It always does. Well, then I guess it's my turn for my Top Rope Rewind. And of course, before I start, a huge congratulations once again to you and Emily. I'm glad to hear Benji is doing well and all my best wishes towards Emily for the recovery and everything like that.
We appreciate it.
For my Top Rope Rewind, let's see, what have I done this week? I didn't really do a lot. It was a very chill week for me in the way that Allison actually had a bit of a back pain issue as well. So we went to the doctor for a minute on Friday, but she's doing better now. So then this weekend, she was supposed to go to Green Bay, but she did not. So instead, I just got to hang out with my wonderful wife all weekend. So we had our
Was she going to go to the Packer game?
Yes, she was supposed to go to the Packer game on Sunday. For the Packers, which I won't lie, honestly, the Packers might just be a Super Bowl contender, because they might be the luckiest team in the NFL, because I do not know how the hell they blew the Redskins out in that game.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't say they're the luckiest, because their luck is catching up to them with Davante Adams being out and like...
And Lazard even, now.
I don't know. Even with full squad, I mean, they wouldn't be full because there's a bunch of injuries on defense, but like even if Davante Adams is playing tomorrow night, they're not going into Arizona being the Cardinals. I just don't see it happening. But now they have an excuse, so that's a good thing. But,
it is. It's always good to have a built-in excuse why you lose to possibly the best team in the NFC right now.
I guess my favorite thing about the Packers blowing out the Washington football team is the fact that Heinicke, like, did the Lambeau leap and his touchdown got called back. Like,
yeah.
What a dick. You don't do that. He didn't even need to dive. Like, what is he doing?
I don't know. That was a terrible, but it's still a terrible rule as well. Like, what the hell?
It is a terrible rule, but it's a consistent rule. At least it's not like they pick and choose when, like, they decide he's giving himself up. The quarterback goes down on his own, he's giving himself up. At least it's consistent. Because there's a lot of rules in the NFL that are not consistent. So, I mean, at least that one, you see that rule and it's like, it's a rule.
Yeah.
It is a horrible rule. Like, if he's diving forward, it shouldn't be down the second his knee hits. I agree, but it's a rule.
It's definitely a rule, but I couldn't believe it. And then Terry McLaurin dropping the touchdown pass, like, 30 seconds to 45 seconds later, just hits him right in the shoulder pad. Like, I couldn't believe the Redskins' implosion.
Well, they're the football team now, but...
I'm sorry. The Washington football team. It's really hard. I still call them the San Diego Superchargers as well. I'm stuck in my old ways.
I don't know if the rumor is still true, but the rumor was earlier in the season that next year they're going to change their name to the Pigskins, which is interesting.
Interesting choice, that's for damn sure. Let's see. Well, what else happened? All of my fantasy teams, besides one, slaughterhoused whoever I was playing, so that was a lot of fun. My other team got slaughterhoused, but that's okay. You know, I can't win them all. Then Monday or Sunday morning, I did play D&D, so got up at 5:30 in the morning and played D&D. It was awesome, as always.
Played D&D?
Yeah.
Who was the Dungeon Master?
On Sunday, the Dungeon Master was... Who did DM on Sunday? Oh, it would have been Matt.
It was Matt, you say?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Do you like Les Mis, Chad?
Yeah, yes, I do love Les Mis. That's why. All right, I knew there had to be some kind of fucking reference coming here.
I don't know. I totally blew that. I couldn't remember what I was supposed to say.
I love Les Mis, actually. It's a wonderful musical. And I have been listening to the original Broadway version a whole bunch since Sunday.
Sorry, man. I disappointed you because I totally fucked that up. But I tried. I'm just really tired.
I did hear the people sing, if you will. And even the rats. But then, yes, on Monday, I worked, and we watched Dancing with the Stars on Monday night. The Miz continues to keep on keeping on. He was it was Fright Night, so he was dressed as Pinhead from Hellraiser. Super creepy, but he kept advancing on, so we'll be on next week's show. You should be watching it, because it's The Miz, and he's doing pretty damn well.
Then, I saw The Miz on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune.
How did you do on that?
He did all right, but he didn't make it to the end because Jason Alexander just would steal everybody's answers. Like, it would always fall on Jason Alexander, and then he'd get lucky. But The Miz did do pretty well. But it was weird because his name tag said Michael instead of, like, you would think it would say Mike, you know, because that's what he went by in the real world. And, like, yeah, that's what he goes by in real life. But it was just weird seeing him as Michael.
Very odd. Very odd. Tuesday night, we cooked last night. We made a wonderful tortellini, like, cheese soup with chicken. It was really fucking good. It was quite filling, but it was awesome. And then we watched The Bachelorette. And that show is just absolute trash reality TV and absolutely wild. But I know old, younger Chad would just be slapping me in the face. But it's just sometimes fun to watch this terrible, terrible TV. Like B-movies, but with TV.
I remember something that I watched over the weekend. I watched the newest episode of Saturday Night Live. Jason Sudeikis was the host. And they did one of my favorite sketches of all time that they haven't done in a really long time. But it's the one with Keenan. The ooh, wee, what's up with that? What's up with that? Because you need Jason Sudeikis because he does the Running Man in the red tracksuit. And the one 2 weeks ago with Rami Malek, is that his name?
Remy,
yeah, whatever. That one was from top to bottom hilarious. I give it 5 stars.
Wow.
And there's a couple of sketches with Daniel Craig in it, too.
I haven't watched an episode of Saturday Night Live in at least 3 years.
Well, if you're going to watch one, watch the one with Rami Malek. It was fan-fucking-tastic. I'm not even just saying that. It was, every sketch was, like, top-notch. They, like, went all out on that one. And he did really good. There was a sketch where he was playing Pete Davidson, and Pete Davidson was playing him. And they both, like, killed it.
Huh. Well, maybe I'll have to look that one up. I also played D&D on Tuesday as well. I don't know why I stuttered right there. But that one, Gary was the DM. Had a great time, as always, being Oberyn. And then today is today. And I'm now doing this podcast with Diesel. So that was the Top Rope Rewind. Whoop! We crack on to segment number 2. This is what you find out what we're rocking this week. Because it is t-shirt time. So what you rocking this week, Diesel?
I busted out the All Elite Baby shirt because I just like this shirt a lot. It's comfy and yeah, I like this shirt a lot. It's so simple that it's awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm really loving the Super Elite right now, too.
Super Click.
That, too. Whatever. You got it. You know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. You know I love the Super Click. I have the Super Click t-shirt. Because they're a great triple threat of a tag team. And also, I do love the storyline they're telling with Adam Cole right now. It's just great. I love how hard they're trying to make him the heel. But he's just so goddamn popular that no matter what, everyone just cheers for him.
Okay. What's your shirt?
My t-shirt is another amazing t-shirt from RippedApparel.com. And this one is another one inspired by my new favorite television show, Squid Game. And this one's more of like an artistic representation of the show, as it's just like an actual squid and it's holding the three shapes that entail the Squid Game. And I don't know, I think it's a really badass t-shirt. It's white with just the black artistry on it, if you will.
I mean, like I told you when like we first got on Skype with each other, like I get that shirt now because I just started watching it yesterday. Before yesterday, I'd probably be like, what the fuck are you wearing?
And then I would have said, it's just a badass foundation t-shirt. But yes, this is a great t-shirt from RippedApparel.com. As always, Ripped Apparel, 3 brand new t-shirts each and every day. Each t-shirt, $13. You can get each of them. They're always all 3 covering fandoms from everything from the 80s, the 90s, video games, horror, you know, TV, movies, anything and everything. And once again, this is a Squid Game t-shirt. Obviously, they're up to date because this show only came out like a month or two ago. So they are, you know, click on all cylinders. Plus, they have a whole bunch of cool retro stuff. I mean, my t-shirt closet, and that's what I'm going to call it at this moment, is filled with shirts from RippedApparel.com. So why don't you go get yourself some t-shirts from them and tell them you from the Top Rope sent you. But that will wrap up t-shirt time. We crack on to segment number 3. And this is where you get all the happenings and goings-ons for all of your favorite podcasts on this little blue orb that we spin on. They cover everything from pop culture to pro wrestling to podcasting itself to video games to UFC to D&D and everything in between. It's time for Visionaries Global Media News. All right, Diesel, so happy to have you back, because I can say it this week, I am taking a mother effing coffee break, so please hit us up with your massive portion of the news.
You're starting off with Magnificent Matt Willis. You can follow him on Twitter at TheMattAttackUK. Starts off with, this weekend is, of course, Halloween. I didn't know they had Halloween over across the pond.
They don't.
Interesting. And what would it be without Dungeons and Junkies bringing you a special? Well, this year you get two, as Alex jumps into the DM's chair on Friday and Sunday for a two-part Halloween special, where Caitlin, Carrie, Chad, and Matt will be joined by Chris from Chris Talks Games as Alex guides them into the spooky multiverse. Monday, there will be another episode dropping with Matt bringing Season 3, Episode 2 of the Edenoi Chronicles to you. What has he got in store for Alex, Caitlin, Carrie, and Chad? Find out Monday. When did we, did I miss the season premiere? Was I out?
Yep, you were out.
Okay. I wasn't aware that Season 2 ended yet, because there's been so many finales.
Yep, nope. Season 2 ended after its 13th finale. And we moved on to Season 3.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Also, remember to go check out Caitlin's D&J content over on their website. Follow Caitlin at CaitlinRC or their website at Our Mind Games on Twitter to find the campaign entitled Into the Waste. Game Junkies returns on Saturday, and this week the trio of Matt, Carrie, and Alex go head-to-head with each other to decide who has the best tasting game music. And wherever there's game music, there needs to be a judge who is well known for his critical opinion on the subject. That's right, Chris from Chris Talks Games will be judging and deciding who will win. Feel free to play along at home and DM your picks for each category, and they'll be analyzed in a future episode. And of course, check out the Dungeons & Junkies Instagram and new D&J artwork run by Carrie and the Game Junkies Plays and Chris Reactor YouTube channels for the latest gameplay and reaction videos. Moving on to Meg's Quite Funny Diesel. UFC is back. This is for five rounds, obviously. UFC is back in Abu Dhabi this week with a lunchtime show from you in the U.S., of course, talking to us, headlined by double title matches, Jan Blachowicz. Nope, he even gave me phonetics, and I still fucked it up. Blachowicz, there we go, takes on Glover. Okay, Glover Teixeira. I can say that one because of Mark Teixeira. That one is easy.
Hey.
For the light heavyweight belt, and Peter Yan faces Corey Sandhagen for the interim bantamweight title. Listen to five rounds on Tuesday for all the reactions. I don't know, for all the action, whatever, same thing. But how does Glover spell Glover? It's Glover, like Danny Glover. Too old for this shit.
Potato, potato, man. This is the English language. Spell anything the way you want it.
No, it's banned from ringside time.
This is banned from ringside. Quick sidebar. I haven't got to do that for a few weeks here, so it's nice to get to do it again.
This week, the boys reunite to discuss 2 weeks of AEW Dynamite and last week's Rampage, Okada has returned with the former IWGP title. What does that mean for the main event picture leading towards Wrestle Kingdom? WWE returns from Saudi Arabia to see Charlotte and Becky not being able to exchange their titles in peace. NXT has their Halloween Havoc show with plenty of title changes except for one. Remember, this podcast is available every Friday on iOS and Android devices wherever you listen to your podcasts. Rate and review wherever possible. And don't forget to listen, share, subscribe, repeat, baby! Now we have Ringside Rant. This week, RJ and Justin, the kings of ranting, break down Halloween Havoc 1997. You can follow them on Twitter at _ Ringside Rant. And finally, we have the Brainbuster Boys. This week, the Brainbuster Boys are reeling a bit after hearing the Greg Goldman Hour is top of the podcast charts in virtually every single category. So they bring back their classic, If You Recall, segment and review the wonderful Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero match from WCW Halloween Havoc 97. It's a popular one this week. And, of course, discuss the weekend in AEW as we're cruising down the road to full gear. Meanwhile, both Greg and Hoagie are seeking advice as pressure comes from Fox Monroe on Greg to sign a new contract with Last Tycoon Productions. Greg also talks horror films and interviews Lee Plummer from the Leadenism Horror Podcast while trying to contain himself from blowing up on a guest yet again. That's all my news I got.
Woo! Oh, man, it felt good to not have to read all of that news this week. Okay, my turn for my portion of the news. I kick it off with MGB Wrestling Podcast. Mason and Graham are attending the second event of an event in Maryland on Saturday and are hoping that will be next Monday's episode. If not, it will probably be the 8th hiatus episode. So either something brand spanking new or a wonderful peek back into a retro take on some pro wrestling. For the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast, because of Graham attending that aforementioned event, GCBC have had to reschedule with World Elite Pod and have brought in Chris BFC from Techers as this week's guest. Make sure to check it out for the good, the bad in pro wrestling, plus I'm sure some devil's advocate and some unsure moments. As for my podcast, we move on to everyone's favorite time of the week. We get to find out all of the great wrestling that's coming up here in the Midwest. Yes, that's right. It's time for the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup. Whoopsh.
Yeehaw.
Let's get them, partners. And yes, it's time we turn it over to that Hawaiian shirt wearing, visor sporting, beer guzzling, the Midwestern Prince of Positivity, and all around great guy, our Midwestern Wrestling correspondent, Tom, for the news.
Hello, High Flyers. This is your boy, High Five Tom, and this is the Midwest Wrestling Roundup with a hot fire finish to October for the week of October 25th, 2021. First, we have One Fall Entertainment returning with their show Pink Heels, Friday, October 29th, at Lax Tavern in Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin. Card feature included JPEG, Coda Jacobs, Nick Colucci, and Sierra. Friend of View from the Top Rope, Simon of Frozen Tundra Wrestling, returned to the venue at River's Edge in Waterloo, Wisconsin on Friday, October 29th with their show Red October. Simon is bringing the heat with a huge card featuring Roadhouse, Tyler Sullivan, Rough Crossing, and a debut Gunnar Wicks. Then we have WPW returning to Baba Louie's in DePere, Wisconsin, Saturday, October 30th, featuring Brock Hall and many more. Quick shout-out is AEW is returning to the Upper Midwest with their pay-per-view Full Gear at the Target Center in Minneapolis, November 13th. Is Hangman going to win that title? I know usually the ICW Milwaukee is last, but this month we have AAW with your legendary Jim Lyman tournament October 29th and 30th at the Berwyn Eagles Club in Berwyn, Illinois. For those who don't know, this is the biggest tournament in the Midwest for indie wrestling, featuring 16 of the top competitors, both to win four matches in 2 days to get a shot at the AAW title at this year's Windy City Classic, scheduled for November 26th. Here's the card for the first round. Arez versus Myron Reed. Daniel Garcia versus Thomas Shire. Jake Something versus Matt Fitchett. Go Go ACH versus Davey Vega. Manders versus Hammerstone. What a fucking hoss fight. Shaft versus Hakeem Zayn. And Ace Perry versus Lee Moriarty. Limited tickets still available, but if you can't make it live, you can order it on Fight TV. Plus, you can check out High Five Tom and Chad's Media, Chad's Mind, heckling the shit out of Brainbuster Boys Invader Hakeem Zayn. Now, obviously, with Chad and GZLR taking a well-deserved break, and obviously the audio version of Midwest Wrestling will also be on hiatus, but just because there is a hiatus, the Midwest Wrestling action rolls on with huge shows coming up for BCW, GLCW, FTW, ACW, Fourth Wall, shout out to Joe, Chicago Style Wrestling, Freelance, Gala Lucha, AAW, ICW Milwaukee, and so many more. So make sure to go out and support all these shows. Plus, looking forward to improvements of the Midwest Wrestling Roundup, not only new recordings, but an increased social media presence. However, I will still be at several of these shows, wear my Hawaiian shirt, sport my visor, guzzling some beer. So if you see me, stop by and say hi, and your next drink is on me. Leaded or unleaded. Also, if any promoters or wrestlers have anything like Tom to put over, tweet me at High Five Tom. That's number 5, not 5 spelled out. Lastly, a friendly reminder from High Five Tom and Visionaries Global Mino to all fans. Remember that all cars are subject to change. And before I bid everyone adieu, once again, I want to thank Chad for taking time out of yet another busy recording day to record this with me. And just because there's a hiatus, don't think High Five Tom will be on a break. And just really the last thing, I just want to give Chad and Diesel a huge shout out for all they do. Not only for me, but all the high flyers, their time and efforts are greatly appreciated by all of Visionaries Global Media. Chad and Diesel, enjoy your break, my friends.
And that will wrap up the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup. Whoops.
Yeehaw!
Sidebar. So I know you didn't get a chance yet to listen back to the episode I did with Brett. Did you happen to listen to the episode I did with Mags?
I didn't.
Totally fair. If you don't get a chance to, I know you are a freshly christened new father. So, but I want you at least to look up the parts where both of them have to do the yeehaws, because it's worth the price of admission alone.
I mean, to be fair, like, I always like listening to the episodes that I'm not on, just because, like, I want to see, like, what I missed. And, like, it's always interesting hearing the show without me on there. There hasn't been time. I will try to. I have 2 months to listen to it before our next episode, so.
Got a little time.
Yeah.
Back into the show, though. You're welcome, partners. All right. With that, it's now time for, we'll go to Visionaries Global Media News first.
Yeah, Visionaries Global Media News. We actually, for once, have a new podcast debuting who just made it under the wire of the October 31st deadline. And it's a podcast hosted by our good friend, High Five Tom. And I'm going to read you the description right now. The podcast is called Marking Out with High Five Tom. It's a show. And it is a show that showcases many things with deep dives into old wrestling promotions, TV series, books, movies, albums, and whatever else may tickle Tom's fancy. The introductory mini episode drops December 18th, and the episode announcing the first show and topic drops December 25th, Christmas Day, if you didn't know, if you weren't aware. I know across the pond, they don't have that holiday either. With the first deep dive starting January 1st, New Year's, day. High Five Tom and Visionaries Global Media are podcasting like we are running out of time.
Clever.
That's the description.
Clever that Tom guy.
He's like, I hope you like that. And because he just went and saw Hamilton over the weekend, which is awesome. Like I mentioned on the show before, it changed my life. But yeah, that's what we got for Visionaries Global Media News. And you still have time. It's only, by my calculations, the 27th of October. So, I mean, you won't get an official announcement on this podcast, but I mean, there's still 4 days left. I mean, three, because we don't drop until the 28th. So 3 days left to get your ass in gear and tell us you want to be a part of this network.
Get your ass in full gear.
Oh, that works too.
But yes, Diesel, where can they hit you up if they would like to be part of the network?
I mean, you can hit me up at Diesel_VFTR, which I'm not 100% accessible right now, but I'll do my best. Or you can also email visionariesglobalmedia@gmail.com, where Chad checks that more frequently because that's where all the podcasts go. And I'm sure if you send it there, he will make sure it gets to me.
I do check it on the regs, if you would. All right. View from the top rope news, though, Diesel.
Well, for the next 2 months, this is our last podcast for the rest of the year. So we're going to go out with a bang in October. So it's time that we definitely need. I've realized in the last 2 weeks that I haven't been on here, I definitely do need the time to get all situated with my life and everything that's changed. And I know that Chad has big life changes coming up as well. It's just, we've been doing this podcast for 4.5 years now, and we've been doing it every single week for 4.5 years. It's time for a well-deserved break, but we will be back. We're planning on coming back once the new year hits. We'll be back in 2022. And hopefully it'll be nice and refreshed and full tank of gas. And I don't know what else. I can't think of anything. I'll let you take it from here.
Bigger, badder, more unhinged. And, you know, maybe with some new logos and such. It'll be refreshed.
Bigger, longer, and awesome. And uncut.
Yeah. Bigger, longer, and uncut. Just like both of our beep. Get it? It was a dick joke.
Oh, geez.
That's how you end a news segment right there, is on a dick joke. But yes, no, we are taking the rest of 2021 off. 2022, we'll be back, we promise. Just, you know, don't forget about us. With that, though, thank you so much for listening to all of these great podcasts we have here on Visionaries Global Media. Of course, you can check them out on such podcasting platforms as Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and I mean, just so many others. Just type in Visionaries Global Media into a search engine. You'll find us on a podcasting platform you enjoy. Make sure you're like, commenting, sharing, subscribing, reviewing, upping, whatever it is that you do on your podcasting platform so they can reach more and more ears. Because these podcasts are all great. They cover so many different topics, and they're all hosted by so many great people. They deserve to be heard by more people. So tell your friends, your neighbors, your enemies, your coworkers, or anyone else who will listen to you. Check us out, Visionaries Global Media. But with that, that is all the news that is fit to listen to. Okay. As we said, this is the last episode of 2021. It's very weird to say that knowing that there's 2 months left in this year and we have been doing this podcast for, you know, 4.5 years. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself next Wednesday night. But to go out with that bang, as Diesel said, we of course have to do our, you know, probably best segment that we've ever come up with. And by come up with, I mean we take fan questions and do just something that people have been doing for years. But you know what? We do it with gusto. So, for the last time of 2021, I'm going to say it, and it is, boys, hit the music.
Questions, questions, questions. We answer all your questions. Questions, questions, questions by High Flyers.
We answer all your questions, questions by High Flyers.
As Diesel's dulcet tones tell you, it is that time of the week and month where we get to answer all of your amazing questions. Yes, that's right. It's time for the Mystery Brain Buster of the Month. And as always with the Mystery Brain Buster, I kick the show off with my deep and introspective question, which is generally neither deep nor introspective. And before I ask the question, I will say for everyone listening to this, if you do hear a baby, it's because Benji is here while we are recording, because Diesel must multitask.
Yep. Got a special guest this week.
Special guest.
Unplanned.
Unplanned special guest.
Card subject to change.
But yes, my question does actually involve the child. So it's kind of wonderful that he's here, because with it being Halloween this weekend and I expecting a child before the next Halloween, my question for you this week, Diesel, is what are you going to dress Benji up for this first Halloween?
I think I mentioned it a couple weeks ago. I'm Bob Ross.
Oh, yes.
I decided that he's going to be a squirrel, a little squirrel costume, because Bob Ross had pet squirrels, and Emily is going to be a happy little bush.
A wonderful, wonderful family costume.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any ideas? Like, do you have any plans that you would like to do next year?
The first thing that popped into my head was immediately Loki. Because then she can be a little Sylvie.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, and then Allison and I can be whatever. I'm going to be Crocagator. Alligator Loki, because why the heck not? Or Old Man Loki, because I'm also old. So, and by that time, I'm actually sure that all of my hair will be silver, because it's already going real, real quickly.
At least you still have your hair.
Hey, bald is good, man. It's fine. Even though your son has more hair than you and he just came out.
Yeah, like father, like son, though. That's how I was born. I had a lot of hair.
Well,
peaked early.
Hopefully Benji can hold on to his for a while. Okay, well, that was my deep and introspective question. Diesel, do you have a question?
Yes, I want to know your thoughts on Rainbow Nerds.
Rainbow Nerds. I love Rainbow Nerds. Why wouldn't I love Rainbow Nerds?
I don't know. I'm just asking because I've been eating a lot of Rainbow Nerds lately. Like, they're delicious.
Oh, man. As I said many times, my boss just buys a whole bunch of candy all the time. And he always gets, like, the ones that just have, like, the box of Nerds in them. Just the little mini boxes. And that's just, like, a shot. And you just put them all in your mouth at once. And it's way too much sugar and such, but it's good.
No, I've been getting the movie theater boxes of Rainbow Nerds lately and just pouring them into my mouth.
Yeah, that's how you gotta eat Nerds. It's not a small, like, little process. They're so tiny, you have to put just all of them in your mouth at once.
And they're delicious. And it's like every bite is a new adventure, because you don't know. Well, you don't even know what colors are going in your mouth when you just pour them in there. But I mean, every time it's delicious.
Yeah. No, it's sweet, sugary goodness that definitely is going to give me one of the diabetes one of these days, probably, if I keep going at the rate I'm going. But you know what? That's why I ride the Peloton, you know, try and keep myself in shape. All right. Yeah, obviously you love the Rainbow Nerds as well. So any other thoughts on your Rainbow Nerds that you wanted to talk about real quick?
Nope, I've just been really into Rainbow Nerds.
A very interesting thing to be into, but you know, it is the Halloween season, so any kind of candy, I'm down for. All right, well, with that, those are both of our deep and introspective questions. Now it's time that we go to all of your great High Flyers questions, and we will start with The Wrestling Realm, who is on Twitter at Wrestling Realm, and the question is, biggest title surprise of 2021. Sorry, Diesel was adjusting the baby, everyone.
I was on mute. Biggest title surprise of 2021. I guess the Kenny Omega one fell under 2020. That was in December of last year. I guess I would go with Tommaso Ciampa, just because like it was such a short run for Samoa Joe, and I didn't think he was going to be the one to win the title in the Fatal 4-Way. So I'm going to go with Ciampa.
Yeah, that's not a bad one, because I definitely had no thought that Ciampa was going to win that match, especially with how they've been, you know, pushing NXT 2.0 is the land of the young guns, and then put it on old man Ciampa. Seemed like a very odd, you know, course for them to take. Mine, I'm actually going to go with the one that just happened recently at Bound for Glory, because Moose winning the title right after Josh Alexander won the title, who won it over Christian, which I go all the way back to Christian beating Kenny Omega for the Impact Championship, because I know that you talked about the fact you're like, it had to happen that way because, you know, Kenny Omega had to lose to Christian to make him a credible champion. I don't care. I did not think in 2021 Christian would be a world champion of any promotion at all. I just didn't think it was going to happen. And then for him to beat Kenny Omega, the belt collector right there, and then for him to hold it, now to Bound for Glory, for him to have just a crazy-ass match with Josh Alexander, and then for Josh Alexander to lose it with his family in the ring to Moose, like, it was wild. It was absolutely wild. And Impact has really found their, like, niche, if you will, where they're the land where the forbidden door doesn't exist, and lots of weird, crazy shit just happens all the time.
Yeah, did you hear that on the recent taping? Suzuki was there making his rounds.
Suzuki really making this U.S. trip worth it. I love every second of it. Minoru Suzuki, way to be, Murder Grandpa.
Right?
Love the Murder Grandpa. But yes, and if I had to go with any, I mean, I don't know. The Impact Championship like title, I think, has been the most surprising to me in 2021. Maybe the fact that I care about the Impact Championship so much is the most surprising title, you know, change to me in 2021.
Yeah, and other than that, I really can't think of anything that was super shocking. You know, like, everything else seemed, like, legit. Like, when, recently, when Sammy Guevara beat Miro, like, that seemed like that needed to happen in that moment. It just felt like, Miro was a great champion, and he could have held it longer, but I just feel like it was Sammy Guevara's time. Like, they booked it well enough where Sammy Guevara needed that win. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, there hasn't really been – I guess maybe Mandy Rose winning the NXT women's title. Like, if you would have told me, like, earlier this year when Raquel Gonzalez – won the NXT women's title, that she'd be dropping it to Mandy Rose, I'd be like, you are high as fuck.
Yeah, just to see Mandy Rose on NXT, I would have probably said you're high as fuck, because no, I definitely did not see that coming at all. Though I do like the fact they're making them like Evolution or the Undisputed Era, and they have all the gold now.
Mm-hmm.
Way to try and make the tag belts mean something, at least.
Yep.
All right. With that, though, we will thank The Wrestling Realm, who are on Twitter at Wrestling Realm, for that wonderful question. We'll move on to our next High Flyer. Next, we go to Living Dead Guy Dave, who is on Twitter at Dave Pozevsky. Dave's first question is, what are you looking forward to most in 2022?
Oh, geez. I don't know, man. Like, this time period right now, it doesn't seem like 2022 is going to be, like, any different, just because everything has happened so fast in 2021. My head is still, like, spinning. I guess right now, all I can say is maybe the Super Bowl. Like, this football season has been pretty awesome so far, and I can't really see whoever makes it to the Super Bowl. I can't see either team really being letdowns, even if it's, like, even if it's super predictable or even if it's two surprise teams, I think that the Super Bowl is going to be good. And plus the halftime show has Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Dr. Dre, all those people. Like, yeah, I'm going to go with Super Bowl.
I'm taking the parlay bet of over under how many bleeps there are in the Super Bowl halftime, and I'm taking the over by a long shot. I don't even care what it's at. But yeah, for 2022, obviously the thing I'm number one excited for is the birth of my daughter. But if I had to pick something else, because that seems kind of like a cop-out because it's a very easy answer, I would go with the massive slate of Marvel movies that is coming out in 2022. Because holy damn, after, you know, missing a year with 2020 and then this year being what it is for Marvel, it was mostly like home releases. And now here at the end of the year, we're getting some actual, we got Shang-Chi, obviously, which was awesome. And we're going to get the Eternals and then Spider-Man. But next year's movies, holy damn, it's going to be insane. And I cannot wait for the huge slate of Marvel movies in 2022. And I don't care to the people out there who say that Marvel has jumped the shark and has gotten too big. I love it. So jog on.
I agree. It has not jumped the shark. It just keeps on getting better, if you ask me.
Yeah. And quick sidebar. I am one of the most excited I've ever been that Hawkeye is basically going to be a Christmas show, because I finally, along with Die Hard, Home Alone, now have a Christmas show that I can watch every year and eventually show my daughter. Because guess what, folks? I am nothing if not a man of habit, and I watch the exact same movies every year during the Christmas season. And now I'm going to watch Hawkeye during it as well. Have you seen the previews for Hawkeye?
Oh, yeah, I'm very excited for it. I also agree that it's going to be great because it's Christmas.
Yeah, I'm very excited. And finally, Kate Bishop's going to be from the wonderful comic series Hawkeye brought to the, you know, screen, if you will. Okay, we'll move on to the second question from Dave. This one is, if you could send a holiday gift to any professional wrestler, what would it be?
Holiday gift to any professional wrestler, I would... Geez. I don't know. Probably a new Monster Energy drink to Adam Cole. One that's not poisoned.
Probably a good one. Have they addressed that yet on Being the Elite?
I am so far on Being the Elite, I don't know.
Man, should really look that up at some point. I'm not sure either. I haven't watched Being the Elite in a while. But yes, if I had to send one gift to any professional wrestler out there, the one I'm obviously going to send is I'm going to send a Dancing with the Stars victory to Mike the Miz Mizanin, because, damn, he's trying really hard and the competition is really stiff. So I'm hopeful for him, but there are some people on there who, damn, they might not be professional dancers, but they're killing it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good one, too. I haven't been watching, but I'm still rooting for him.
You can still vote for him every week. Just go on the website and just give him your 10 votes.
I mean, he's the one I've cared about most since Donald Driver won back like 10 years ago.
That was a long time ago.
It was. Still can't believe he won.
No, it's very odd. The football stars always do very well on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, it makes sense. They have to, you know, move very quickly. But it's just always shocking. Right now, I guess. Dancing with the Stars sidebar, that Amon Schumpert's on there right now, and Amon Schumpert's a fucking giant, and he is killing it, man. It's wild.
I'll have to take your word for it, because I have not seen one episode from this season.
I'm telling you, look up his dance from Tuesday night, and you will go, holy darn, holy darn. Okay. Okay, with that, we'll move on to our third and final question from the Living Dead Guy, Dave. This one is, what are you most proud of in 2021?
I mean, I'm going to take a cop-out answer just like Chad. I'm holding him right now. Like, yeah. I mean, It's crazy that I'm a dad and that I'm actually holding a baby and he's like living in my house and he's actually mine. But at the same time, like, I'm very proud of this little guy and like I'm very excited to watch him grow up and like see what kind of person he turns into. But other than that, non-cop-out answer, I'm going to say I'm proud of the Milwaukee Bucks for winning their first NBA championship in 50 years. And that was a wild ride. I'm glad that I got on at the right time, and I haven't gotten off yet. I've seen all four of their games so far, and I'm actually planning on watching game number five tonight. So, yeah, so I'm proud of my Bucks.
Look at you, Diesel. Way to stick by him as a fan now. For what I'm most proud of in 2021, I'm honestly going to say just Dungeons and Junkies as a whole, being a part of the cast and also DMing for my own campaign, just because it's really wonderful. I think all of us have grown a lot in that campaign, just, you know, role play sense, and also being able to storytelling, all that fun stuff. And then obviously I could say, you know, conceiving a child, but that's really a cop-out answer. And I'm not going to use two cop-out answers in one podcast until maybe 2022. But yes, Dungeons and Junkies as a whole. Please listen to it if you like Dungeons and Dragons or if you just like storytelling. Because even with the dice rolls, you know, it's just still basic storytelling and lots of funny stuff in there. It's a lot of fun. Anything else you want to point out, Diesel?
No, 2021 is much like 2020, where it's been a blur. It's happened so fast, I can't believe that Halloween is this weekend. And, you know, once Halloween comes, Christmas is here, like, in the snap of a finger. So, I don't know what happened to this year. I don't know what happened to 2020. It seems like we just ended 2019.
Yeah, I won't lie. It does feel like the past, you know, 2020 and now all of 2021 has just been on a fast-forward button where it's just flown by. And it does feel like it was just 2019. So that means we'll be back from hiatus before everyone knows it. Okay, though, with that, those are our three questions from the Living Dead Guy, Dave, who is on Twitter at Dave Pazewski. Make sure you give him a follow. And thank you, Dave, for being a wonderful follower and listener of this podcast for so long. Also, I didn't say it for the wrestling realm. Dave, wrestling realm, you guys are great. Just awesome. Thank you all for the support that you've given us all over this time. Let's keep on keeping on, though, to our next tie flyer. Next, we go to Justin, who is on Twitter at JustinTime211. And the question is, what are three of your all-time favorite horror movies?
I'm going to go with, I think we kind of had a question similar to this, but I was talking about horror movies over the weekend with Emily. I am going to go with Halloween H2O, just because, in my opinion, that's my favorite Halloween movie. And I haven't seen Halloween Kills yet, but I really do want to watch it. I almost pulled the trigger over the weekend when I had some time, but I didn't. I'm going to go with, it's a weird one, but the way it made me feel the first time I saw it, it actually, like, legitimately scared me, and usually movies don't do that. I'm gonna go with the first Paranormal Activity. The movie is just so fucking creepy that, like, I remember seeing it in theaters and being like, damn, if this were real, like, that'd be like the scariest thing ever to happen. So go with that one.
Just never did it for me. I don't think it's scary at all.
Like, I get lost in it, and like, I saw the second one in theaters, and I was the only person in the theater. That was pretty creepy. I don't know. Like, there's a lot of good ones out there that no one ever talks about. What's the one? Oh, I can't remember what it's called. The one with Steve Zahn and the. Is it Jeepers Creepers? That's Justin Long.
That's Justin
Long. One where the, like, Steve Zahn gets impaled on that, like, fence. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like the thing of the trucker guy. I don't remember.
Oh, are you talking? I know what you're talking. Joyride?
Joyride. Yes, I like that one as well.
Yeah, with the trucker. And then they fuck with him over the CB radio. And then meet up with him or fake meet up with him at that motel. Mm-hmm. And he hunts their asses down for, Also a lot like The Hitcher. Another movie that kind of.
And like honorable mention, Cabin in the Woods is a good one as well.
Cabin in the Woods. Brett and I talked about Cabin in the Woods, how good that movie is last week, actually.
I mean, it's hilarious, but at the same time, it's pretty freaky, too.
First time we got Chris Hemsworth. It was supposed to be the first time we'd get Chris Hemsworth, but it got pushed back till after the first Thor came out.
Yep.
All right. For my top three, or just three of my favorite horror movies, I'll go with movies that actually like scared me, either the first time I saw them or maybe still scare me in some way to this day. And number one, The Descent. The Descent freaks me out. I don't ever want to go in caves just because of The Descent, because I'm always afraid I'm going to go down the wrong cave tunnel and then I'm not going to get out. And then those creeper things are going to be around there and then I'm going to die. Because The Descent is one of the creepiest movies I have ever seen. And I remember seeing that movie in theaters. And I saw it with three other people. And I thought all of us were going to poop our pants. Because it was absolutely one of the scariest movies I've ever seen in theaters. For number two, I am going to go with Event Horizon. Which I talked about last week. But I don't care. We'll talk about it till the end of time. Dr. Grant, Morpheus are in this movie. It is awesome. It is amazing. It is super campy. It was supposed to be a lot gorier and crazier. But you know what? It's still good in the form it's in. And you should all watch Event Horizon. And then you can tell me what a fool I am. But I don't care. Because I love, love, love Event Horizon. And then finally for the third movie that... And all right, it's a horror movie. And you can come after me and say it's not. But I'm going with The Shining. Because The Shining is scary as shit, and I won't lie, those twins haunted my nightmares for years and years and years as a child. I don't know why, but they did. They scared the living crap out of me, and I won't lie, in the movie Twister, which is all about tornadoes, and that's supposed to be scary, didn't scare me at all. But in that movie, the tornado rips through a outdoor theater that's showing The Shining, and it's that scene with the little girls, and that part of Twister scared the crap out of me as a kid.
I mean, anytime that they do that scene in any like TV show or movie, because I mean it's obviously a famous scene and they like recreate it all the time, it's always creepy. With the, or even the part with the riding the big wheel. That part's even really creepy.
Well,
I mean, it's the same scene, but I mean, like the visual, like where, like you're seeing through his, like point of view. Like I love when that gets, when that gets recreated. I really like that, and they do it in everything. And sometimes, even when it's supposed to be funny, it's still creepy. And one of my favorite things from How I Met Your Mother is. Marshall and Lily are having that fight and they just keep on breaking off into different fights. And I know it's not the same scene, but it's The Shining, but she does the red ring. Yeah. He's then like all the marshals turn to her. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
That's one of my favorite scenes in the whole entire series.
The Shining though, creeped me out. I definitely saw that movie along with It far too young. Shouldn't have seen him as young as I did.
Do you like the new It?
I think they're decent. I don't think they're as good as some people make them out to be.
And I enjoyed them.
I think Skarsgård did a great job as Pennywise. And I think all the actors are good. I don't know. It just, something about it just didn't feel, I don't know. I liked
every him. Every time I see him in anything else, all I see is Pennywise. And it creeps the fuck out of me. He did a great job. Like, he was made for that role. Just like I believe Heath Ledger was made to play the Joker. Like, it's just, that was the role he was born to play.
Which is an odd thing to say, that you were born to play a killer clown that eats children. But, you know, whatever. So everyone's born for something. Yeah. So, yeah, that final thought sound came out of nowhere. So, yeah, it's just me now, Chad here. No Diesel. Sorry about that, folks. So, Diesel, unfortunately, had to take his wife to the doctor. Don't worry, everything is okay. They're just, you know, having some issues. This is why we're taking this hiatus, folks. So we were unable to complete the questions last night. I do apologize. But with not being able to complete the questions, we still wanted to get out what we finished last night. So this is the episode that you get. Episode 225, our final before hiatus. So let me do some final thoughts stuff here, folks. Wow, it's been one hell of a 4.5 year ride so far. This isn't the end. This is just a small detour to, you know, let us recharge our batteries, let Diesel figure out how to be a father, and let me figure out how to get ready to become a father. But yes, we're very excited to come back in 2022. Please, please don't forget about us. Remember that we love you. You love us, hopefully. And yeah. I mean, I don't really have a lot else to say. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms at Viz Global Media. Follow myself at View From Top Rope. You can follow Diesel at Diesel_VFTR. You can follow my personal account, which is at Chad's_Mind. You can listen to this great podcast and all the other great podcasts at Visionaries Global Media on such podcasting platforms as Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Podknife, Podable, Google Play, and just so many others. Seriously, just type in Visionaries Global Media into a search engine and you will find us on a podcasting platform you enjoy. This feels weird to be doing because I won't be doing it for at least a couple months here. But as always, we thank you all so very much for tuning in to this insanity that we call a podcast. Hopefully, we've gotten you through that boring work day, that workout, or whatever else you had to do today that you just didn't want to. Hopefully brought a little levity to it. As always, I have been Chad. He had been Diesel. You're all amazing out there. Please, while we're gone, have a happy holidays. Be kind to each other. See your family. Don't be a dick. But always remember, please, 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 always remember to climb up high and enjoy the view from the top rope.